Good morning, how are we all? Good morning. Well, today in our cafe church, we are going to hopefully continue to look at Hebrews as well as in our normal Sunday services. So today we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25. And we're going to look at three key points that come out of these verses about thinking why we meet together, why is it important? How do we encourage one another, and when? When do we do that, and when sort of in time do we do that? So if we could all, I think we could all read this together, and then we've got something a bit different to do. Does that sound good? Okay, so after three, and I think we could do this together. Okay, so one, two, three. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Very good. I'm very impressed today. That was great. Well, to help us remember this verse, I was going to do it all, but then I decided that we would have been here for a very long time. So I have decided to do the first part of our verse. Now, I'm going to need some volunteers, quite a lot of volunteers. So if you would like to volunteer, otherwise I will come and pick on people. So hope you come. All you have to do is stand, that's it. Or I'm just going to come down to you. Okay, I'm coming to you. Oh, thank you. Look at that. See, we're going to learn. Okay, need some more people. We need lots of people. Everybody has to have a balloon. Christine, would you mind? Hillary, would you mind? Thank you. Come up and stand at the front. If you want to stand in the middle, then everybody can see you. That would be great. Thank you so much. Now, that's great. Thank you, Mark. There's Miss Heidi. There you go. There's lots. Thank you very much. Would you like to give that one? Oh, great job. Okay. Now, we did this at holiday club, and it worked really well with the kids. So I'm hoping it's going to work really well with yous. I still need five people. Thank you. Johnny, there you go. Thank you. Oh, sorry. Thank you. One more. Amazing. Thank you so much. Okay, so what we have here is lots of balloons with lots of different words on them. Who would have known? And what we're going to try and do is put together the first verse of Hebrews 10, 24. So we're going to try and put together, and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Now, I know you're all very capable people. Maybe I'm wrong. You never know. But I think you are. So today, we're going to see if our church family can put this verse together in, I think I'm going to give you, should we give them a minute? Or is that too generous? A minute? 30 seconds? 30 seconds? Oh, okay. So, this is good. It's great. So you've got 30 seconds to get in a big long line, maybe if you come this way, then you've got space, and make the verse, and then, not yet. Oh, I'm watching that. I'm watching that. Not yet. When I say go. And we're going to try and put together and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. So will we all say that together, first of all? And then we will see how we get on. Okay, after three. One, two, three. And let us consider.
What are you?
Towards love and good deeds. Okay, your 30 seconds starts now. Five, four, three, won. How did we get on? Let's see. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Round of applause, everybody. Okay, now what we're going to do is take away some of these balloons and see if we can remember our verse. So, this might cause some upset. So if you would like a balloon to keep, I have some for you here. So if you'd like one to keep, you can come and get one from me now. Otherwise, we're going to have a little pin that might come and be friends with balloons today. Okay, so if you'd like a balloon to keep, you can come and get one now. Otherwise, we're going to take some of these away and see how we get on. So, would we like to read our verse together, first of all? Okay, so after three. One, two, three. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Okay, I'm going to give you a warning now. I'm going to pop these. So if you don't like balloons popping, please cover ears now. Okay. Sorry, Mark.
No, you don't.
There you go. Okay, if your balloon popped, you can sit down. And we're going to try that again, okay? So after three, one, two, three. And let the spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Very good, okay. I'm going to take some at this side now. You're too good at this. I'll do it. There you go. Thank you. And will we take your side? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. There we go. Okay, let's try this again. If you don't have one, you can sit down. Okay, let's go again. One, two, three. And good day. Amazing. Okay. Thank you, Sheila. Okay. Will we try it now? Okay. Let us see. After three, one, two, three. That's great. Okay. Thank you. Can I have that one? Is that okay? Oh, you're super. Thank you so much. Okay. Now, let's see if we can do this without any balloons now. Okay, so after three. One, two, three. Let us consider how we whisper. Great. Thank you so much for participating in that. So, to think about the verse that we just looked at, we've got some questions on the screen. And in your little clusters or tables, we'd like you to have a conversation with people at your table. And what we'd like you to do is think about, why do we meet together? So why do we come to church on a Sunday morning? And the second question is, why might some choose not to meet together? So why might some not come to church? So we're going to give you a few minutes, and then we're going to ask for some feedback and see how we get on. Amazing. Off you go.
That's Jenny.
Yeah, so to support one another, to walk alongside one another. Yeah.
When we were at school and our work, we sometimes don't see some other people that that are Christians, so we can come to church and see other people.
Yeah, very good. So we can be involved in different Christian circles and get to know and be encouraged by people. Yeah.
Catechism of the minister.
Jesus and friends.
Oh, that's very good, Heidi. Thank you. Yeah, because to worship Jesus. Yes. I'm glad.
And to make a new minister.
I don't know who they can talk
like
about
that.
There.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm being remade.
Yeah, so there's lots of different reasons. Oh, we'll take one more. Yeah.
In the words of the children's song, I am the church, you are the church, we are the church together.
Yes, that's perfect. Yeah. So there's lots of different reasons why we might come to church, to meet with new people, to encourage people on our walks of life, and to worship Jesus. But why might some choose not to come to church? Why may they not meet together?
Sandy's definitely not getting the microphone. He's got a big grin on his face. I dread to think what he's going to say.
I was tempted to say because of the minister. But no, it's countercultural nowadays to go to church. It's not part of the culture. So that's why some people might not come. And the other thing might be because they feel uncomfortable with the style of worship and that's offered in church.
Can I just comment on that? I mean that's true, but we're thinking about why followers of Jesus decide to stop meeting together. So I just want to put that caveat on the first thing that you said. Alistair's being pretty insistent.
Some folk are very busy and just get burned out. Others are housebound and can't make it to church. You don't want the whole list, do you?
No, we'll come back. We were thinking that because some people, we're all at different levels in our faith journey, and some people may feel more insecure and worried that if they come to church, there'll be a lot expected of them.
Yeah.
That was Isla.
Definitely.
Too many distractions. Lots of things happen on Sunday mornings, and particularly for families, it's difficult. And this is a real problem.
Definitely, yeah.
Like marathons and stuff are on, aren't they? This one's definitely, definitely not getting the microphone.
Obviously, I'm going to say that some of us aren't social animals, and so come to church sometimes can be a bit of a challenge. But on a more serious note, I think there's something about coming to church that holds us accountable, and sometimes we're not comfortable with being held accountable.
Yeah.
It's easier not to do that, to put ourselves in that place.
Just a practical one, that some people might live in a very remote community, or they might be ill or infirm or caring for somebody and actually physically might not actually be able to get to a particular church on a Sunday morning for those sort of practical reasons.
Yeah, thank you so much for all of those, because they are all really valid reasons why as Christians we may not be able to make it to church, or we may choose not to meet together as the church. But as I was thinking about this verse, it really reminded me that when we think about the church, do we think about the building? Do we think about St. Thomas's, that lovely, quaint little church on Glasgow Road? Or do we think about the church as the people in it? Because that's what the church is. The church is the group of people. It's not about the building that we're in or where we meet together. It's about meeting together as a Christian family, as one church. And all of these reasons why we would meet together or why we don't meet together are really, really valid. But I'd just like to encourage you, why do we meet together as a church family? Well, because we are a family. We are a family in Christ. And to know who we are and whose we are. And in Matthew 18, verse 20, it says, "For when two or three gather in my name, I am there." So coming together as Christians, as a church community, helps us meet with one another, but also with God. But we also understand that life does get in the way of that. You may be caring for someone, or you may be, have to work on a Sunday. But we just really encourage you that the church is a group of people, and when two or three gather in my name, God will, in God's name, God will be there with us. So, I've got another challenge for you all. So, this is going to involve everybody, because if you didn't volunteer earlier, I told you I was definitely going to get you. So I have. So, what I'd like us to do is get this balloon from this side of the church to the other side of the church, going sort of round like this, but it can't touch the floor, and you can't just walk like this. You have to keep it up like this. Okay? So you can pass it from one person to the other like this, but if it touches the floor, you have to start all the way back at the start again, and you can't just walk with it because that would be too easy. Okay? Does that sound good? Are we all up for it? That was a very unsure. Well, we'll go for it anyway, okay? So, Peter, would you like to start us off? Okay, there you go. Oh. I'm glad I went with a balloon and not a ball. Oh, okay. There we go. Well done. Give yourselves a round of applause for that one. Okay. We will come back to the whole point of that in a minute. But first of all, we've got some more questions. So, as your little clusters, what do you think about how have other followers of Jesus, other Christians, spurred you on in your life? So how have they encouraged you? Have they not? And secondly, how can we encourage one another more? So how can we encourage our church family more? So if you could have a wee discussion about that, and I'll be back. Okay, I know that was quite a short bit of time there, but time is marching on, and we've got some more things to do. So, who's gone? Okay, so I know it's quite short, but first question, how have other followers of Jesus, how have other Christian people spurred you on in your life? Would anybody like to share?
Do you have Christians that have prayed for me and encouraged me in my walk with the Lord?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Anybody else like to share? Okay.
It sounds like a lot of people have not been spurred on or encouraged very much in their life.
Yeah.
It's a bit sad. Mm-hmm. Alistair, you're good value today.
I was told it was time to speak up again. By being there, by being faithful, by inspiring, thinking particularly of Sunday school teachers, Bible class teachers, and by their example.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So there's lots of different people. Mm-hmm.
I've had some really memorable times when I was really struggling and somebody texted me at just the right moment and said, are you okay, or I'm praying for you.
Yeah.
And it's so precious when people do that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So there's lots of different ways that people can encourage one another. So how can we encourage one another more? So from those responses, maybe we aren't really good as Christians at encouraging one another as much as we could, but how could we encourage one another more? What do we think? Thank you.
We can walk. We were saying how when you share how God helps you in your daily problems, whether they're small or big, but if you share them with other friends and people, you just bring them more into everyday life, and that encourages each other by sharing.
Yeah, just sharing, reminding each other we're not have to be perfect all of the time. Yeah. Any other ideas? Any other ways we can encourage one another? Oh.
This has a lot to do with the wee ones. Because with respect, I don't remember a lot of what I was taught in Sunday school, but I remember the songs.
Yeah.
And I feel we can encourage each other with song and with singing, and especially with the wee ones. They can learn the words and repeat the words, and they'll have that for the rest of their lives. So encouragement with music and worship.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so there's lots of different ways, like music and worship and getting stuck into God's word as well, or just reminding each other that we're all not perfect all of the time, that even we mess up, but God's grace covers us all. And that game that I got used to play, it wasn't for no reason. So that game, we weren't competing against anybody, were we? No. Were we trying to beat time in that game? We're trying to beat anything in that game? No, but nobody, hopefully, did anybody want that balloon to fall on the ground? I'm hoping the answer's no. But there was no reason for anybody to want that balloon to fall on the ground. We all wanted it to go around the room and reach its final destination. And it reminded me a bit like our Christian walks in life, how we can encourage and spur one another on. We're not trying to compete with each other. We're not trying to compete with anyone, but we're trying to encourage one another to make it on the journey to get there in the end. And we weren't working against each other. We were working as a team. So as Christians, we need to encourage one another and build one another up. And just as our passage says, we aren't in competition with each other on our faith journeys, but working alongside each other to pursue God and encouraging one another with love and compassion and God's word.
So we thought about why. Great that we've got the verse back up. If we could have the verse back up at the on the main screen, Miller, thank you. So we thought about why we might meet, our purpose for meeting, why people might not meet. We thought a little bit about how we might encourage one another, how we might spur one another on. And the last question we're going to ask is about the when, because there's a kind of when at the end of these two verses. Did you notice that? Why, how, when? It says then, actually, on that screen, now and then. And the idea is this, that when people met, when the Hebrew Christians met, they encouraged one another, spurred one another on. Clearly, some people were saying, ah, we don't need to do that. You know, I'm mature, I can manage on my own. I don't need to meet with other believers. I hear that every now and again. I've grown up in the faith. I don't need to meet. It's inconvenient. It's awkward. I'm an introvert. I don't need to meet with other people. I like to be on my own. And yet, Paul, the writer of Hebrews, encourages them to keep on meeting. Now, what does that look like for us? Well, we need to take every opportunity we can get to meet with our brothers and sisters. Why should we do that? Because we need one another. There are some days you get up in the morning and the last thing you want to do is to be a follower of Jesus. You get up and you shout at the dog. You begin the day badly. And we need one another to remind one another, try and keep on walking with Jesus. So what would that look like? You know, some of us are married, some of us are single, some of us are widows. All the more that we need one another, that's why we meet together as a church. So how can we meet? For most of us, the main time that we meet, or perhaps the only time that we meet like this, is on a Sunday morning. That's why what we do on a Sunday morning is really, really important, isn't it? It's good that we come together. But we need to look for as many other opportunities to meet together, not even necessarily formally, as we can. You know, so we're looking at, we've got a new kind of worship time that we're going to begin in a few weeks' time. We're calling Embrace. An idea is that we meet together to embrace what the Lord is saying, embrace the Lord himself, embrace the wisdom that he's given to us, embracing the worship that we can offer to him, and embracing one another. So we want to kind of explore a little bit, a different time for meeting together, but perhaps in a slightly different way as well. So we want to create opportunities like that. We've got these things called home groups as well that meet during the week. The idea is that people meet, gather around God's word, learn together, but also that's the kind of primary way that we might encourage and spur one another on.
So we encourage people to be part of a group, groups that meet in the evening, groups that meet in the afternoon, groups can meet at any time during the week. But ways, times that we can meet together in the now. But there's a wee element that isn't just about the now. Why do we meet together and how do we meet together? It's not just about the now, it's also about the then. You could put the verse back up, Miller. You see what it says at the end? And all the more as you see the day approaching. Meet all the more because the day is approaching. What is the day? The day is the return of Jesus. See, when we think about Easter, we think about Jesus returning from the grave, his resurrection, but we also think ahead to his return. And we think of the day that we meet him face to face. This morning, I guess many of us will have come to church this morning, and in our hearts and in our heads is all the gatherings of Christians, followers of Jesus, that took place last Sunday. Glorious, glorious worship times. And our minds might have been thinking this morning about those Christians that gathered to gloriously celebrate the resurrection of Jesus on Easter Day on the island of Sri Lanka. And they went to church and lost their lives, 250 or more people caught up in those explosions, in church and some in the hotels as well. And tragic and terrible and awful event, and we need to pray for that nation and pray for all those families that have been so badly affected by it. But you know, when these things happen, they remind us the day is approaching. We do not live just for the now, we live for the then. The day when we will be face to face with the Lord. We do not know when that will be. Might be today. And so we meet together in order to prepare one another and help one another, keep our focus, keep our hearts right with God. The best question that we ask one another, that we can ask one another to encourage one another, you want to know what it is? The best question that we can ask one another is this. It's not to ask the question, how are you? Because that's a bland question. It's to ask this question. This is a kind of spurring on question. And it's to ask the question, how is your heart? How is your heart? I've got a friend, whenever I talk to him, that's the question he asks me. And of course, the problem with that question is there is no hiding from it. If you ask me, how am I? I'm going to say I'm fine. But if you ask how's my heart, it'll make me go, oh, I need to be thinking, well, how is my heart? Well, my heart's pretty rubbish. Or it's great, I'm walking with the Lord. So we need to be preparing one another for the then, the day of our meeting, face to face with the Lord Jesus. That's why we meet. That's why we meet, in order to remind one another of all that God has done, but also that we're looking towards the then, the future, when we will be forever with the Lord. If we ain't used to meeting together now, how's it going to be when we get to the then and we have to meet with one another in the presence of the Lord? So this is good practice when we gather like this. And whenever we get an opportunity to meet, let's grab it and say, I'm going to go to that. I'm going to be part of that. I'm going to connect with my sisters and my brothers. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the encouragement of your word this morning, which reminds us to keep on meeting with one another, encouraging one another, spurring one another on, cheering for one another, looking after one another, asking how our hearts are doing in relation to you. And remind us, Lord, today of the day, that day when all humanity will meet you face to face. We are mindful today of the struggles that people face. We think of our brothers and sisters in Sri Lanka, those who trust in you and those who maybe aren't Christians but were caught up in those terrible attacks. We pray for all those families so horribly affected by loss, that they would know your comfort and your peace. and they may know your encouragement today. May there be brothers and sisters alongside those families in their loss. And Father, we pray too for all those in our city who are lost themselves. We think of the team going out tonight on the care van. For your protection, we pray for them as they go and meet with those who need encouragement and support. And for us as a church, Lord, help us to be people who love to meet with you and with one another, and show us how we can better spur one another on to love and good deeds. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, so we have had a lot of things this morning going on. Lots of things to think about, lots of things to really challenge us. And as a reminder of what we've learnt today, we have these little cards just with the verses that we've been looking at today on them. And the reason why we don't have them on the tables as we normally do is because we want this to be a choice that you make. We want this to be a commitment that you make to really respond to this today. So if you would like to, you can come up and get one of these cards. And on the back of the cards, I'd like you to write who you're going to spur on this week and how you're going to do that. So we've been thinking about spurring one another on, and when we ask those questions about, you know, how have people encouraged us, well, sometimes it's hard to think about the good things of that's associated with Christians in the church, and we just think of the negative. But this is our chance to really go out there for God and encourage one another in his name. So if you want to do that this week, if you want to say, yes, I'm going to spur one another on towards love and good deeds, and remember not to give up meeting together, but encourage one another, and all the more as you see that day approaching. If you're up for that, you can come up and grab a card off us, and you can write it on the back. And we'll just take a few minutes to do that. And you can put it somewhere that you're going to see it this week. So for me, it's always on my mirror or my mirror when I'm getting ready. Because the first thing you do is look at your hair and go, oh my goodness, it's awful. But then I see this. And that reminds me, I remember that I committed to really encouraging somebody this week, whether that was dropping them a text or asking them, how's your heart, you know? So if you're up for that, you can come up and grab one of these and a pen, and we'll take a few minutes to do that.